All right, hey everyone, welcome back. You ready to get into this?
Absolutely, always excited to dive into some new research.
Today we are doing a deep dive into the world of college basketball.
Sounds fun. I do love basketball season.
Yeah, me too. But we're going a little deeper than just, you know, scores and stats. We're talking about the mental game.
Ah, the psychology of it all. That's a fascinating angle.
It really is. We're focusing on teams here in Sarasota and Venice, Florida. And we've got some great insights from Davenport Psychology to help us understand how they're using sports psychology to boost their game.
So we're talking about the mental side of things, like how these athletes are training their minds to handle the pressure, perform at their best, all that.
You got it. Davenport Psychology actually has a program called the Winning Mindset Program, specifically designed for these college athletes. It's about equipping them with all the mental tools they need, not just to win games, but to succeed in life overall.
I love that they're taking such a holistic approach. It's not just about winning at all costs. It's about developing well-rounded individuals.
Exactly. So let's break down some of the key aspects of this winning mindset program.
Yeah.
What are some of the things that really stand out to you?
Well, one thing that immediately caught my eye was their emphasis on team dynamics. You know, think about it. You've got a group of incredibly talented, competitive players all striving for that starting position.
Oh, for sure. It's got to be intense.
Right. So teaching them how to communicate effectively, work through conflicts constructively, that's crucial for success on the court.
It's like building that sense of unity and trust so they can function as one cohesive unit rather than a bunch of individuals.
Precisely. And Davenport Psychology has some really innovative techniques to help with this. One that I found fascinating was they call it role-playing with a twist.
Role-playing with a twist. Okay, I'm intrigued. Tell me more about that.
So they actually film the players interacting during practice, you know, those huddles, timeouts, those moments of intense communication. And then they use those recordings to analyze their communication patterns. Like, are they listening to each other? Are they expressing themselves clearly? Are there any underlying tensions that need to be addressed?
That's so smart, because sometimes you don't even realize how you're coming across to others, especially in the heat of the moment.
Exactly. And Dr. Carrie Downs, the lead psychologist at Davenport, says it's like holding up a mirror to the team. They get to see themselves in action, and that feedback can be incredibly powerful for improving their communication and building stronger bonds.
And it's not just about, you know, avoiding conflict altogether. It's about learning how to manage those disagreements in a way that actually strengthens the team.
Right, because conflict is inevitable, especially in a high-pressure environment like college basketball, but it's how you handle it that makes all the difference.
Absolutely. Now, something else we need to talk about is the mental health aspect of it all. These athletes are under so much pressure, not just to perform on the court, but also to deal with the demands of college life.
That's a huge factor that often gets overlooked, and Davenport Psychology is really proactive in providing mental health support tailored specifically to these athletes.
So it's not just your typical counseling session. They're really considering the unique challenges these athletes face.
Exactly. They help them manage stress, anxiety, and any other mental health challenges that might be impacting their performance or their well-being.
Which is so crucial because, you know, you can't perform at your best if you're struggling mentally and emotionally.
Absolutely. It's about recognizing that mental health is just as important as physical health, especially for athletes who are pushing themselves to the limit.
Now, I know another big part of the Winning Mindset program is focused on performance enhancement strategies. What are some of the techniques they use to help these athletes elevate their game?
Well, one of the most popular techniques, and one that has a lot of scientific backing, is visualization.
Visualization. Okay, I can see how that would be beneficial, but what does that actually look like in practice? How do they use visualization at Davenport?
It's not just about closing your eyes and imagining yourself making the winning shot. They go deeper than that. For example, they use this technique called multisensory visualization.
Multisensory visualization. What's that all about?
So instead of just picturing it in their minds, the athletes are encouraged to engage all their senses. They imagine the feel of the ball in their hands, the squeak of their shoes on the court, the roar of the crowd, even the smell of the gym.
Wow, that's incredible. So they're basically creating this immersive mental experience.
Exactly. And by engaging all those senses, the visualization becomes so much more vivid and real. It's like they're actually living through the moment, which can have a powerful impact on their confidence and performance.
So it's like a mental rehearsal, but on a whole other level.
Precisely.
Yeah.
And there's actually a lot of research to support the effectiveness of this technique. You know, studies have shown that when athletes regularly engage in multisensory visualization, they see improvements in their focus, their reaction time, their overall performance.
It makes sense. The more you practice something, even mentally, the more prepared you are when it comes time to perform in real life.
Right. And, you know, another fascinating study that relates to this whole idea of team dynamics and mental resilience. There was this research done by Edith Cowan University that looked into the phenomenon of massive sporting comebacks.
Oh, those are always so exciting to watch.
Right. And what they found was that teams who are able to maintain a positive mindset, strong communication, even when they're falling behind, they're the ones who are most likely to pull off those incredible comebacks.
So it's not just about raw talent or physical ability. It's about that mental fortitude, that belief in themselves and in each other that allows them to overcome adversity.
Precisely. And that's what Davenport psychology is trying to instill in these college basketball players. It's about equipping them with the mental tools to handle those high-pressure situations and perform at their best, no matter what the scoreboard says.
And it's amazing how all of this is backed by solid research. We're seeing more and more evidence from institutions like Smithsonian Magazine, the University of Melbourne, Western Sydney University, all pointing to the incredible benefits of incorporating sports psychology into athletic training.
It's no longer just a fringe idea. It's becoming an integral part of how athletes prepare for competition and succeed at the highest levels.
Which is fantastic. It's about recognizing that the mental game is just as important as the physical game.
And what I love about Davenport Psychology is their dedication to serving the Sarasota and Venice communities specifically. They're really invested in helping these local athletes thrive.
That's so important. It's about fostering a sense of community and supporting these young athletes on their journey. Now, for those listening who might be thinking, okay, this is all fascinating, but what does it have to do with me? I'm not a college basketball player. What would you say to them?
You know, I think the beauty of sports psychology is that its principles are so universal. Whether you're an athlete, a student, a business professional, or just someone navigating the challenges of daily life, we can all benefit from strengthening our mental game.
It's about developing that inner resilience, that ability to stay focused, manage stress, and persevere through challenges. Those are skills that are valuable in any field.
Exactly. So even if you're not hitting the court anytime soon, think about how you can apply some of these techniques. Like, could you incorporate visualization into your daily routine to boost your confidence and performance? Could you explore mindfulness practices to manage stress and improve your focus?
Those are great questions to ask yourself. And if you are interested in learning more, I highly recommend checking out Davenport Psychology's website. They have some fantastic resources and information about the Winning Mindset program.
Absolutely. And there are tons of other great books, articles, and podcasts out there that delve into the fascinating world of sports psychology.
It's definitely worth exploring, even if you're not an athlete. You might be surprised by what you discover and how you can apply these insights to your own life.
Thanks for having me on.
Of course. And thank you all for joining us on this deep dive into the world of sports psychology and its impact on college basketball, right here in Sarasota and Venice, Florida.
Until next time.
See you next time.